This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leroy Show, 1 o'clock hour here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get into our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Alex Dono filling in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, who's back from the Hobnob session. We got
In fairness to me.
Nah, you a Hobnob.
Let me say this.
Stop.
Can I please defend myself?
You're still
okay.
You're still
first of all,
sentence.
My sidekick's alarm I don't have with me. And second of all, I look around and keep in mind, I'm used to seeing whether the light is on or not.
Oh, yeah.
And the light doesn't come on until I hit my button. Yeah. So I always forget that.
Okay. Can I counter this?
Yeah.
Don't drive
usually the mic is on because Tobin would be here.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm used to seeing the light.
Guess what?
She's used to seeing it. But that means
you're
still late, though.
You've known for 3 days so far that if Jay Fick's not here, you're the only one in the studio. So guess what? The light's not going to come on unless you're inside the studio.
But your light could be on. I just look around the corner. Oh, it's light time.
Well, but if you wait for the light to come on, you're already too late.
That's true.
See,
That's true. Minus one.
Check this out. You ever say something?
Minus one.
And you've already figured out what the counter would be? I could fight what Vlad was saying, right? But then Dono said the thing that I had to just go ahead and take the minus one.
He said it. Because right. You just brought, you had an old coach saying. That was like an old coach would be like, you know. I was 2 seconds late. If it's 2 seconds late, you know.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
If you're 10 minutes early, you're late. Yeah. Right? A lot of these old coaches.
JP20 says, I like mounds and almond joy.
Oh, those are terrible.
Give me all the mounds.
Listen, if you do like mounds, you're probably live a charmed life because nobody else wants it and they all give you their mounds.
I was looking at the list of best candies and the list of worst candies started off with mounds and almond joy.
They're awful. Like, again, like I think the only reason why, because all the candies are owned by like three different companies, the big candy. All right.
Right.
There's like three big companies. And I swear the only reason why they still make Mounds and Almond Joy is just to troll people, because they're not making any money off of those. It's all subsidized by the good candy. So they just make those still.
Think that they'll just stop making them or like selling less because no one's buying
them?
They
make candy.
Nobody buys them individually. The only way you get a Mounds and Almond Joy is in the variety packs. And
you know what's crazy?
Why did they put this in here?
Right. What's also crazy is what a racket they have. It's the only candy where you could put one stinking nut on the top, and that's it. You ain't got to mix it in the whole candy like you do with
and
Snickers.
And if you eat around it, it's still bad.
Right. Well, you know what? Listen, I'm going to give JP20 some rock, some love here, because this is accurate. Rolo doesn't get much love as
that's
a candy.
Fact. That's a fact.
But yeah, Rolo, Rolo's listen, Rolo yeah, is like yeah. the OG chocolate caramel thing.
Yeah.
Right. But wait, yeah. so
nah,
if we
Rolo's like that
if we
cool
include
chocolate.
Rolos, do we have to include the what's the other things?
Toblerone?
No, no, no. That's in
the plastic?
No. The candy at the movie theater.
You know, there's a lot
the little no, the chocolate with the caramel.
What, the Kraft?
No. What's the
wait,
name?
I
you know
oh,
what
man.
I'm talking about. I seen a box of them over there. I'll get them. I'll get them when next break. You're gonna know when
well, you
see
know
it.
What? There's also sour Skittles. I love sour Skittles, but the green pack.
Oh, the apple? Hey, yeah. the hell with people whose I candy looks like green apple, but it's lime. Don't be playing with my taste buds like that.
Well, that he's only saying that because he saw that in the Tootsie Roll pack variety pack. That's why he's
not the Tootsie Roll. The remember you had the little no, it was we had Skittles. Remember we had the Skittles.
Oh, that too. Well, that too. No, but the Tootsie Roll also had it was like green or
oh green and it said lime
yellow or something.
Who eats a lime Tootsie Roll? Say that to yourself. Oh, I just had me a delicious lime Tootsie Roll.
I don't know.
Life is not.
It's not even a Tootsie Roll. It's called a Fruit Chew. That is some Timo Tootsie Roll stuff right there. Fruit Chew. Come on.
I'm
like
also
the Dollar
a big
General
fan.
Brand.
I'm also a big fan of the pretzel M&M. I like the.
I don't like the pretzel one. I like the crispy M&M.
No, I like. I just. You know what? Plain M&Ms like Kick Rocks. I like the one with the nuts.
Pretzel
peanut
one.
Peanut M&M's the king, for sure.
Yeah, peanut M&M.
Yeah, yeah. That is the king. By the way, for Heat tonight, 8:30 p.m. in San Antonio, Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, he sent this out in terms of injuries. He said, Norman Powell indicates he will be out tonight due to his groin issue, but Nikola Jovic has been upgraded to probable. So it sounds as though we're going to be without Norm Powell. But the good news, Leroy, is with the way Jaime Jaquez Jr. has been playing, he is the only player in the NBA right now who has both a top five offensive rating,
top five
and a top
rating.
Five defensive rating. Mm-hmm. That's Triple J right now. So
I mean, he went plus 40.
Norm, take your time, rest and recover because we got Triple J.
He did go plus 40 the last two games.
Plus 43 and then plus 40 prior to that.
Right. That's pretty amazing. Especially when he spent a whole season with the Bubble Guts.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
He's got to avoid the candy because that can't be good for his Bubble Guts.
To the jackass that said Leroy probably has a Werther's in his pocket right now.
Yeah.
And a peppermint. No, I don't.
Show it.
I don't. I don't have a Werther's. I don't
Let's
have
do
a Werther's.
Pockets.
I don't do Werther's. Dude, I don't do Werther's. Werther's.
Does anybody still buy
kid.
Werther's?
No, like, but wait. How many people went over to their grandparents' house and they had them little mints that melt in your mouth?
They were stocked, but like I feel like the people who bought Werther's like are literally dying off. Like but yeah, my grandparents. Yeah,
how about caramel chews? How we feel about those? Same as Werther's.
Like
no.
I can't have those anymore. I have retainers.
Nah, it's like when you get older, though, it is like playing Russian roulette with you know, your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of my memories that I have with my grandpa from my dad's side, it was always going to his house and he would like sneak me off a little bit of Werther's. But it was so sweet and I loved it. It made me so happy.
But Werther's, like, there's certain. Listen, if you're going over to Graham's house or Mima or Abuela. There's certain types of candies that you know are going to be in that house. Oh. And you go there looking forward to those candies, whether they're good candies or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know where that candy is.
Part of your childhood.
You don't know where that candy is.
Because it comes
been.
From such a warm place.
My grandmother used to always pull, right? Used to always pull the same type of candy when you went over her house.
Yeah, because it's only been two places, in her purse or in her chest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then let me tell you. Now, see, that's black. That's a black thing right there. My grandmother never carried a purse. She just had a big bra.
which is what I said. Look, either gonna be a purse or a chest.
And you guys were out here making fun of me at the cigars event.
You say, Grandma, you got $10. Hold up, baby, I got you.
It's her wallet. Look, that was her wallet.
That was her wallet. She had keys. Like, I don't know what, like.
Y'all want Birkin bags. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know about y'all, but in the hood, no grandma had a small bra. I don't know why. They all just, it was a purse. I don't know.
I mean.
J-Fig got killed. Oh, wait. Talk about. J-Fig got candy in her ankle pocket.
What you said? Hey, no.
In the Werther's in there.
There was no small bras?
No, dude. Dude, let's keep it real. Let me get it. Have you ever went in the hood? Have you ever went to a grandma's house and they didn't have room for stuff in their bra?
Nah, nobody had little bitties.
This is a very interesting place where we've landed today. Yeah. I'm just
right.
Gonna go ahead.
Oh,
and
no.
That.
No.
I'm trying to
no,
headlines
no.
here. We're talking
no,
about
no,
bras.
No, no, no.
That's a
no.
headline.
We're talking about
let's
bras
get,
and we're
no.
about to be finished with this segment.
Let's get back to J-Fig.
My ankle pocket? Yeah, what about them, huh?
No, she had.
Jealous
wait,
me.
No. Dude, not a nice she
thing.
Wore some pants, right?
Okay.
She wore some what do they call the with the
I
pockets?
Wore cargos.
Cargos, but the pockets were down by her ankles. She had two pockets by her ankles and two pockets on the side where they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
And they were camo.
And they had a problem with it.
Yeah, because it wasn't reality.
And then I taught them that there's.
Oh, and then she started acting like she could have all kinds of weaponry if she needed
yes.
it. So now, but you had to squat like a ninja to get to it.
Yeah, that doesn't seem convenient. Like
no.
you want the
oh,
pockets to
convenient.
Be thigh level.
It's convenient. I have pockets up there too.
Okay.
They just had a problem with the ones in my ankles.
Yes.
Ethan says today's show is why HR has an orientation. We've crossed some
not really.
Lines today.
Not
and
really.
Several
wait,
training
wait.
Videos.
We did not speaking untruth. I was just giving you a little taste of my youth.
Okay.
Just
his youth.
That my youth.
Matter.
What do you mean, the two youths? The youths.
That's a great movie.
That was one of the first.
Two youths.
What, wasn't that the one of the first comedies to win Oscar?
I don't know if the movie.
Did
won
she win? Did she
Marissa
win? She
Tomei.
Won for supporting
Marissa
artist.
Won the Oscar for
supporting
best, actress.
Yeah.
yeah, best supporting actress.
Supporting
yeah,
actress. Yes.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Which was an odd choice, but it was a good movie. There's no doubt
yes.
about that. All right, can I continue headlines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Miami Dolphins tonight, 8:15 p.m. hosting the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Florida Panthers are out of action until Saturday. The Panthers are going to be hosting the Dallas Stars. Also on Saturday, the Miami Hurricanes at high noon will take on the SMU Mustangs. I think, Leroy, that line actually moved a little bit. Miami was favored by 10.5 most of the week. Miami's now favored by 11.5. I just want to win. Like, I, you know...
I'm
a big Miami guy. I just want to win. I don't care if they win by 1 point or 50 points. Just win.
That's the only thing I hate about gambling, right? That, like, you take whether a team played well or not based on whether they covered, right?
Right.
So if they wouldn't have covered against Stanford, then you would have been like, they – barely got by a lowly
well, the
Stanford
funny thing was,
team.
They did cover, and people still complained that like
they didn't do it fast
point
enough.
Margin of victory was not enough.
They didn't do it fast enough.
29.
They didn't do it fast enough. They got a late touchdown.
Right,
to get
exactly.
It
right. took too long.
I tell you what, in games like that in college, you want the starters in. You don't want the backups in because the backups come in hungry. They want to score
yeah.
too. So it's yeah. worse for you if the backups come in.
Yeah. Well, and actually, and for Miami, the backups did come in, and they played really well against Stanford. Gerard Pringle, freshman running back, scored a touchdown. Chris Wheatley Humphrey, another young running back, had a good game. The young defenders, they put all the backup defense in, played well. The backup offensive line played well. But you like games like that, Lee. I mean, as a fan and as a coach, you like them.
Well, as a coach, because nowadays
experience.
You get a guy an opportunity to play because – the way it works now, if a guy doesn't play right away, he think he can go somewhere and play, he'll leave.
Yeah. Happens all over the country.
Like, and the thing I hate about that is, the only thing I hate about that is this. Where's the, I got to work harder to get on the field, right?
Yeah.
It has a sense of feeling of entitlement that I'm not playing, so I'm going to go somewhere else where I could play, because the coach going to promise you the same thing. But then when you get there, you're going to say, you got to earn it here too.
Oh, I've seen it happen so many times where, like, a player leaves. So it doesn't, not just Miami, everywhere player leaves. They think, I'm going to hit it big at my next spot, and then it just gets worse and worse. Like, you know, former Miami quarterback Jake Garcia, like, he played at, like, three different spots after Miami, never hit anywhere. You know, Ja'Kari Brown has had a tough time getting on the field at UCF since he left. So it happens. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Leroy is a Gen X covert narcissist. I mean, there's nothing covert about. No, I'm just kidding. I enjoy Leroy. I enjoy the perspective he brings to the table.
But this is not like, you know what? I just have a conversation. Like, me and Vlad have regular conversations about regular stuff. Right? Like, I don't know what y'all want me to talk about. Right?
Covert, like, narcissist. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I don't know.
He said he's a proud caveman.
Yeah.
You
know why I'm a caveman, right? Because I have gotten past the point of actually trying to give you guys insight on football, because if you want to say I'm a caveman, when we start talking about football and I tell you how things are, right, you just revert to your caveman. So you're just as guilty of it as I am.
See, not me. I've enjoyed actually your breakdowns a lot, like when we talked about running A gap and B gap earlier this week.
Because I'm a simpleton. I like simple things.
No. Right?
I like candy. Oh, because the way I feel about Junior Mints being a chick thing.
Yeah, it's those kind of views that make you a caveman. And that's what they're referring to.
I mean, now you're mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip and Junior Mints. I stand by it. Right? Yeah.
I mean, I think statistically you're – I'm going to break down the numbers, though, when we come back.
We can get the numbers. Sometimes the truth hurts. It's okay. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know what? You send me a
just
picture.
Because you repeat it doesn't mean.
Send me a picture the next time you see a guy loving up on some Junior Mints.
Please. Let's go to break before.
All right, I'm going to crunch the numbers.
Oh, he's single.
Back.
He's loving some Junior
Mints. FM 104.3 WQAM.
He gets no loving.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. I did, as promised, I spent a large portion of the commercial break doing research on mint chocolate chip ice cream. And before I give you the results, let me just say, Jay Fig, I think you're going to owe Leroy an apology here.
No.
So I asked Gemini AI, are women more likely to like mint chocolate chip ice cream? The answer is yes. Women are more likely to prefer mint chocolate chip compared to men. A 2018 survey highlighted that the demographic profile of a mint chocolate chip lover tends to be middle-aged white female. According to a 2013 Harris poll, they found that mint chocolate chip was the second most popular flavor among women, with 23% choosing it as favorite. 27% chose regular chocolate. In contrast, men's preferences lean towards vanilla as their narrow favorite, which is it seems a little shenanigan-like to me. I don't know too many people choosing vanilla, but
you see, basic. And also, you're asking a robot. Hey. Also, they become very biased.
In all my years of living, I have done one thing: pay attention. That's it. And yeah, I make these evaluations.
Oh,
based
I don't
on
care.
Attention.
I am not. I'm not gonna. Go
I didn't say you.
Change my opinion.
I didn't say. I didn't say you though.
No.
I didn't say you. Like, for the most part, okay. Wait, hey, same thing is, I never, you know what, I've never heard a guy say, ooh, I'm going to go to the store and get me a bar of dark chocolate.
Well, you know what, I've seen guys go out and get mint flavored things, so.
Yeah, mints.
Like, yeah, for your breath.
So they could.
Don't tell me what I've seen and what I haven't.
Well, don't tell me what I've seen. Ooh. You're basically telling me that.
Okay, Leroy, but once again, you're out here addressing it and putting a gender on things and being very aggressive with it.
No, I'm
and
not.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Is what I've been
okay.
saying.
Okay, but what I said was accurate.
Looking down on women.
No,
is
I'm not.
How I
no.
See it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, get out of here.
See what I'm doing? Look, you're just trying to make yourself seem right.
Minus.
No.
One.
You love making yourself seem right all the time. What are you talking about?
I wasn't wrong.
You can minus me all you want for sass, boy. I will continue.
I wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? By the way, I live with three women who fit the demographic, and guess what they like? Hey, you want ice cream?
That's your household. Please. My household has never had that.
I'm not saying every... He said a
yes,
majority...
Yes, you are. You said women.
Yes, a
majority. All women.
Okay, so we found one that doesn't. The majority of the numbers say, that my numbers are accurate.
You're
not
right,
all women.
Let it go, Leroy. Let it go, Leroy. You're
I'm
right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay.
We'll never win with me
okay.
here.
You're okay.
You're dealing with logic here.
Yep. I'm gonna go get you next time I see you.
You're dealing with
I'm
logic.
Gonna meet you with a big bowl of mint chocolate chip ice cream and
well,
some dark
stay right there, boy.
And some dark Girl chocolate hands. And dark chocolate.
Okay.
You like dark chocolate too?
Mm.
Mm. Okay. That's. Hey, Vlad, have you ever gone to the store and said, ooh, I'm going to get me some dark chocolate? It's so much better. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember for a while there was this craze of people trying to claim that dark chocolate was healthy. And like, so people, I think both genders embraced it for a while. And then eventually men got sick of it.
Yeah. Listen. When I eat candy, my taste buds are getting ready for sweet, right? Mm.
Not
you can't
bitter.
Say that. What you go for is sour.
Not with chocolate. I'm just saying. Chocolate. When I go get some chocolate, I don't want sweet. I don't want bitter.
You're right, Leroy.
I know.
Would you like to hear from totally shifting gears from this new ESPN article that came out today on the state of the Dolphins and can Mike McDaniel rally the troops? It's kind of inside on Mike McDaniel's hot seat. So it gets interesting. This story was written by Marcel Louis-Jacques, who covers the Dolphins for ESPN. Mm-hmm. He noted, you know, Mike McDaniel meets with team owner Stephen Ross after every game, and McDaniel has acknowledged that he's acknowledged Ross's frustration after the team loses. But a team source said to Louis-Jacques that Ross's disappointment with the results doesn't mean he's in any rush to fire McDaniel. The source said Ross is patient and a believer in the process. There's a limit, but Ross will remain tolerant as long as there are clear steps toward improvement. Multiple players said the team still believes in McDaniel. Cornerback Jack Jones said the team's process is good. Their main issue, numerous Dolphins players said, is execution. Quote, I think we make small changes, but you don't change the whole thing, Jones said. It's just a situation where you don't overthink it. We've got a good team. I feel like we got good coaches. We're calling good plays. We just have to execute. Once the coaches eliminate bad plays and the players eliminate bad plays, I think it'll be a lot better. The whole player speak thing is not that interesting to me, but the part about you heard that noise I made? I don't know what that was. I flipped against a spring here. But to the part about Stephen Ross, you know, kind of having patience and not being in any rush to fire McDaniel. I mean, what do you think, Leroy, it would take to test that patience, right? Because Dolphin fans want changes despite what happened last week.
I think there's a fine line between making changes and being patient simply because – let's think about what the solutions are. In most cases, the way we are now with sports, the solution is another Mike McDaniel, right? Another up-and-comer. Because if you get an old coach, coach or a retread is going to come in and want all the power. So that's where you are. And so I understand why he's going to be patient. I understand that he doesn't really need to make a decision until the end of the year because, like, the only thing that making a decision now would do is what? The players are playing for the guy, right? So I get why he's being patient. There's probably some things that – and here's the other thing. He might already be talking about changes. He's just not doing it now. That's it. Like, we don't know what he's thinking. I do appreciate his loyalty, though. Like, you would want your boss to be that way while understanding you better get your butt in gear. Yeah. You know, like, the two don't have to be here. The two don't have to be the same thing, meaning that just because he's patient doesn't mean he's going to put up with it forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just means that coaches before.
Right,
so, yeah.
It just means that he's not, you know, he's going to sit back and evaluate it, and I appreciate that. Like, you should all appreciate that. You don't want an owner making quick decisions based on the vibe of the fan base right now. You don't want that. You want him to like be patient with it. Now, there will come a time where he has to. Look, it comes a time where everybody has to make that decision, right? He's not exempt to that. However, what's out there? I always ask people this. Vlad, we have these conversations all the time, right? I say, okay, who else do you want to bring in? Ross has been terrible. Can I just say this? Do you do realize Stephen Ross is not making those decisions? Right?
But isn't that part of the problem, though? Because he's the owner.
No,
like, he needs to have the right.
You don't want your
those decisions.
Go look around at all the owners.
Wait. All on him.
Go look at all the owners making decisions, and look at where that franchise, their franchises are.
Well, I mean, there's some good franchises. Go though.
With owners making decisions. Go.
Well, I mean, the Steelers have always been a good franchise.
They're not run, but they're not. Their owners hire people and step back and don't do nothing.
So hire the right people then.
Okay, but here's the deal. How long have they been wanting to run their coach out of town? Tomlin. Long time.
It's happened before.
And you know, you know what they say? This is our show. Right?
I mean, we run this. I'd much rather have a long leash with Mike Tomlin than Mike McDaniel.
Okay, but okay, and let's also ask you this. When you look at all the teams that Pittsburgh has had, right? Have the Dolphins had anything close to that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I
it's the decisions from you know all around, right? So when you talk about Cowboys are relevant, they're relevant because they're the most expensive franchise. They ain't relevant because they're good.
Yeah.
Because that owner just got rid of their best defensive player. And now they're a sieve. So,
would you like to hear the top NFL coaching candidates and tell me if any of these tickle your fancy?
I'll break them down. Go.
Okay. They break it down here: offensive minded, defensive minded. It's offensive minded first. Ben Johnson, formerly the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. This doesn't make any sense because he's so some of these don't make any sense.
Is he a head coach already? Right. Isn't he in he's Chicago?
Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Isn't he in Chicago?
Yeah, he is. That's why I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, is it from last year?
This might be from last year. Cliff Kingsbury's not currently a head coach. Brady.
He's an offensive coordinator in Washington.
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator in Washington.
And he had an opportunity, so you would need to know how has he changed from that college offense, and is it more NFL ready, right? There's that. So that you still haven't keep going.
Let's see.
Also the same age as Mike McDaniel.
One of the names on the list is Brian Flores. That's not happening here, obviously.
Right.
Let's see. Mike McCarthy, Bill Belichick, no thank you. Steve Spagnuolo, who's currently the defense coordinator with
Had a chance. Maybe you think he'll be better this time?
No. And none of these names are exciting me.
Right. Honestly. So what's going to happen is...
Dolphin fans will throw in John Gruden. But
no!
Doesn't excite
really?
Me.
You know he's got an issue right now, right?
I mean, yeah.
Isn't he fighting the NFL for the money?
Didn't he win that already? Or it's been settled?
Yeah, both.
I think
it's
settled.
No, it's not settled. They can read the emails. His case is not settled. His case is back being an open case now. And like the emails and everything is going to be let out. And I think the NFL doesn't want those emails to be let out because it might.
I don't think Gruden wants the emails.
You want,
let out either.
No. Here's a name. You want Rex Ryan? Mike Shula? Robert Saleh? Salah?
I mean, I'd bring in Mike Shula just for the last name. I'd give him a chance. Some Shula magic.
There we go.
And there's multiple Shula sons.
You say Mike McCarthy? Really?
No.
Hey, Mike McCarthy's good, man.
I didn't say he was. No, Vlad. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm not saying that. But understand that of all these names, is there anything that jumps out at you like, okay, that's going to be a game changer? So if you understand this and you see what's available, how you know the owner's not like, we might as well at least just see it through the end of the year?
Well, I mean, clearly he's going to see it through the end of the year. We've reached
I can see him getting to the end of the year at this point. If they really wanted to do an in-season, the timing would have been like 2 weeks ago.
And just because he's saying I'm not making any changes now, don't mean And here you go, RV Arici, kick the tires. Kick the tires is we're going to have you as a loser organization for the next 10 years.
Kick the tires.
Kick the tires. Good organizations don't kick tires.
Let's kick it off to this last break. I got to get ready for this game.
That's solid, Vlad. Solid hey,
I,
segue.
I see. Right, will... I see. Wait, did Jennifer give a little?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Why are you so? Okay, let's go to break.
Did it three times.
Let's go to break.
Let's go to break. We'll wrap up the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM.
She's going to get a mint ice cream.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, hold on. Am I on? I just watched my homework assignment from yesterday that I almost forgot to do, but Jay Fig sent me the video of your and Leroy's TikTok, the lip syncing. And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Leroy, you have a future in the TikTok game, my friend. That was outstanding.
I was literally like, and it, this is it. You see how bad she's talking to me? Right? And then yesterday, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you do something?
It wasn't yesterday, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh yeah.
And you asked me, what can I do to make you happier? And
that
I
was
said,
gold.
Perfect. Do a TikTok with me.
That was incredible. How long? Like, I don't even know. How long does it take to film something?
Two seconds.
It was
really?
2 seconds because we were.
Wait, no,
it was
because
break, yeah.
Because oh, hold on. Let me tell you something about she said, you know what?
He's about to blame me for something I had no control over.
No,
let's
you
go.
Said
go say it. Go.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
I wanted to do it again to see if we got a better shot because Mister didn't do his homework and did not rehearse any of the lines that I sent him.
My homework, yeah. He gave it to me 5 minutes earlier that day.
No,
I thought that was pretty good.
Lie about that.
You gave it to me earlier in the day.
I gave it to you when you asked me, and then we filmed right before the show ended. You had about 3 hours or more to learn 2 lines.
I was doing a radio show.
No.
I thought he did a pretty damn good job. J Fig's lip syncing was clearly better.
Yes,
she clearly put more prep into
she put
it.
More prep
but Leroy
into
was
it.
Pretty good for like 5 minutes of prep. I'll say.
He literally prepped on the way downstairs.
Right.
That was him not listening to me when I gave him the lines 3 hours ahead.
All right, I got you.
Before
you're gonna
we wrap
say
it up
something,
here.
You say the honest truth, boy.
I am.
Huh, she's going I'm in. Just, she's in on you, V.
I know.
No, because he's out here trying to say that I gave it to him on the way downstairs. No, I didn't.
You gave it to me earlier today. Okay, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was busy. The last thing on my mind was
busy. You were.
Let me learn this lines for the TikTok.
God, she's looking at you like
yeah.
She's the middle linebacker, and you're about to hit the hole. She would have tear
you. You know what? Next time you want to do a TikTok.
Talk tick.
Get the cropper.
Okay, I'll do it myself.
You can't do both parts.
I can.
Okay.
And better.
I think most.
Oh, wow. She said, and better.
But I'll learn the lines.
Okay. Wow. Why are you so angry today?
I'm not angry. I'm just telling you the truth.
She might need some
she
ice cream.
She does seem a little angry. Hold on. But before we wrap up, we'll try to work through our issues tomorrow, right? Because we're almost out of time. Let's get some picks real quick for tonight. Two games tonight. Miami Heat, 6.5-point underdogs now at San Antonio. By the way, Nikola Jovic has been upgraded to probable with his hip contusion, so he'll probably play. But Norman Powell probably will not. He indicated to beat writers today he will not play. So Heat, +6.5. Miami Dolphins, +7.5. Leroy, who's winning? Who's covering?
You know what? I'm going to take the Dolphins and the Heat.
All right.
I just think it's going
to
be a high scoring.
To win.
It's going to be a high scoring game with the Heat. I take money line with the Heat. I'll take the points with the Dolphins.
Okay.
I like it's something about Lamar. You got to give him his flowers. Like that dude is a different animal. Now here's what's crazy. They always play the Ravens pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
So
I think we're getting two dubs. Today.
So I'm like if I did a little chili pepper, I'd do money line. That probably pay really good. Right? Just a little chili pepper, just something to keep my interest going. I'm gonna be at Funky Buddha. I think I'm gonna go see Hawk.
Okay.
Everybody say they got good food. I'm going there.
They do.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Funky Buddha, Hawk, whoever gonna be there. I am going there to get my eat on.
They have good food. You'll like it.
Okay.
Do they have candy?
No.
I don't think so.
J-Fig, Vlad, real quick. We getting wins tonight? South Florida wins?
For sure. I agree with Leroy, despite him thinking I'm upset with him.
No.
Maybe. What, Vlad?
No, I'm just saying the Spurs and the Ravens will win.
Mm. Okay.
I don't see a South Florida win. I do see one
hater.
Of them covering.
Hater relief.
Who? You would see Vlad. I think Vlad would say the Heat will cover more than the Dolphins will cover.
I actually think the Dolphins will cover more than the Heat.
Okay.
Because like you said, you've been saying Ravens, even though they are getting healthy, you are what you are. You're 2-5. So is there a better chance? I feel like the Dolphins can score on the Ravens defense. Yes. I wonder about the Heat. Can they continue this firepower without Norman Powell being there?
Right.
And you got to deal with Wemby and his unbelievable up.
Although they've been pretty good with Wemby.
Yeah, but it's a big game on Khalil. And this is why, you know, if Khalil has a big game, Tobin, you'll never hear the end of it. Tobin,
you'll never hear it from me, too, because I need Spo to stop playing games with his bigs.
But if he doesn't, then, you know. Then Spo will have something to talk about, and you know people will be like, "Ah, well, that's the reason why." But two entertaining games tonight, so South Florida will be very entertaining.
Hawk, Crowder, Solana coming your way next. We'll have Game Day Uncensored pregame at around 4:15 later. So busy day on the radio station, Heat on the station as well. Keep it right here. We'll talk to you guys next time on Tobin and Leroy tomorrow on FM 104.3 WQAM.
You know what else? I'm not a big fan when you go into the movie theater or the fair. Hot nuts.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm talking about. It comes in a little thing. It looks like you squirt icing on the ice cream. Hey, it comes in a little package like that. And they sit in the. You never had the hot nuts?
I've had them.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those are also. That's playing Russian roulette with your teeth.
Are they salty?
No. No, they have that candy on the outside.
I want to hear Jay Fig's candy list. Jay Fig, what's at the top of your candy list?
Junior Mints. So,
you know what? I'm actually find that offensive that you keep putting a gender on candy. You need to relax with that, okay?
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Not all of us fall in those little groups that you keep putting out there.
I said mostly women like Junior Mints or Mint Chocolate Chip.
And you know what? There's also it's guys statistics. Can go ahead and say the same thing.
I'm please, if you're a guy, please tell me. Please tell me.
Gender on candy.
No, I like the crispy M&M.
No, I like. I just. You know what? Plain M&Ms like kick rocks. I like the one with the nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.